The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash. It is Sunday afternoon, November 20th. It's like the Sunday before Thanksgiving, where we pig out and eat. And I'm not going to lie, people. Last night, my wife purchased a oilless deep fat fryer, and we did a turkey. It took about 2 hours, and it was quite tasty. So I'm going to have turkey for like ever. I just wanted to share that with you guys on this Sunday. But I just finished watching The Flash. Yes, the episode called Shade, episode 6 of season 3. Can we just talk about Shade real quick? Because, man, this metahuman seemed really cool that was killing people. And then for what had happened at the movies, attacking Flash was whack. Man, it felt like it was like a waste of a metahuman. Like, I really wanted to see more. I thought that was going to be the main focus, that Shade was going to be the main thing. But it wasn't. It was Wally and Alchemy, which is cool, though, because holy crap balls. The last 10 minutes of this episode, man, nuts. Crazy. When they jump Alchemy and then all of a sudden the God of Speed, which I didn't catch his name. I know it starts with an S because I saw a picture on Twitter and I was like, whoa, that's Megatron. That's what it looked like, because anybody that listens to my last couple of podcasts, I was mentioning that something looked like Megatron. This definitely looks like Megatron and can run really, really fast. So I'm wondering, is this really the God of Speed, or is this some type of supervillain metahuman that's calling himself kind of like Zoom? That's what I'm wondering. But I'm definitely liking it. The ending was dope. Wally touched the stone, and now he's in some type of alien cocoon thing. Is he going to have his powers? Is he going to be cool Wally? Is he going to be, I don't know, which is going to add some problems. And in this episode, I don't follow comics. I don't read any of the stuff. But Barry makes a comment about Iris kind of hinting that she's a little upset that everybody has powers and she doesn't. Is she going to get powers? That's what I want to know. I wonder what her superhero outfit would be. I don't know. So it sucks that we lost Shade so fast. The whole thing, I wish we would have saw Alchemy's face. I still think it's Julian, a.k.a. Harry Potter evil dude. Let's see what else. Caitlin and Cisco go through their own drama. Cisco pretty much outs out Caitlin in front of everybody. I'm wondering if that was a good call. What do y'all think? Y'all think that was a good thing? I think it was. I could see Cisco. I mean, they've gone through a lot of crap, and Caitlin gets in that little bubble of hers where she just so I think that was a good move for Cisco. By the looks of next week's commercial for next week's episode, I don't know, because the episode, let me see, it's called Killer Frost. So maybe she comes. She looks like she's messing around with Flash, and I don't mean a good messing around. I mean a bad messing around. So I'm kind of curious to see how Caitlin comes out, because I'm liking how the direction that she's going into for Killer Frost. Let's see what else. I think that's it. I mean, it was a really good episode. Really, really good episode. The only thing that bothered me was the Shade. It happened so fast. Maybe he's not through. I don't know, but it just seemed like a waste. But maybe that's what it was. Maybe they wanted, I was so focused on Shade that ending, I was like, whoa, where is this? What? So they definitely did a really good job on that part, if that's what they were going for. Yep, that's it for me, yo. Scale of 1 to 10, I would have to give this episode, man, I would have to give it a high 9. A high 8 or 9, in between there somewhere. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I mean, it was a really good episode. I'm bummed about Shade, but the God of Speed, a.k.a. Megatron, that can run, looks really, really freaking cool. And nobody else can see him except Barry. Did you see that? So is it because he chooses not to be, or is it because he's so freaking fast? I don't know, because I don't read the comics, or I don't read any spoilers. So that's it for this Rant, Rave, and Review, people. If you want to check out more of my stuff, you can always go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, or you can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. There's a tab on the top, and you can click on that little tab, and you can see all the shows that I recap by myself, or with my friends, or with people from good shows, and all that good stuff. So everything is there, my Twitter, all that stuff, iWatchMike.com. Go check that out. That is it for today. I might knock out some Walking Dead recap shows in just a few since we get a new episode tonight. Oh, man. And I'm excited. I think I'm excited for this four-day crossover thing with Supergirl. Tomorrow, people, Arrow and the Flash. Though I don't watch Supergirl. Sorry. And I tried the Tomorrow people, and I just couldn't get into it. But I am a huge fan of Arrow and a huge fan of The Flash. So I'm going to have to watch the other ones. All right, people. Have a good weekend. Stay safe out there. All right. Peace out.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.